Mine's James also. This, I go by
okay,
Debbie.
My, this is my wife, Debbie.
Debbie, nice.
One of the problems is that the American culture is like one of two things. It's either like chosen their own way and like spirituality and doing their own thing, and then you have people that go to church every Sunday. The problem with both of those is they're not leading to Christ. They're both made of man-made traditions.
One's doing something because they think they have to, and the other one's doing something because...
Amen.
Want to.
And so Jesus says we must come by spirit and truth. So I used to be a partier and a drinker and a fighter, and Christ came into my life.
I
repented.
All those things, okay. And I still believe in him.
But here's the deal, Jamie. You have to repent and turn from those. Otherwise, at your death, you'll be lost.
I'll never be lost.
I don't want
ask,
you to be lost.
I'll always ask for forgiveness, and I'll get it.
But the only way you're going to be forgiven, I love you, I'm telling you, the only way you're going to be forgiven is if you turn from that and follow him. You can't be saved.
True.
Yes, you can't be saved in your sin. You must repent.
I'm not doing any sin. I'm just...
Well, you said you're doing all that drinking and fighting and all that.
Yeah, right.
You know, if we're not sober, we're not going to make the kingdom of God. If we're not peaceful and loving, we're not going to make the kingdom of God. All because of what Christ has done.
I think you went further than I would go.
Well, that's what the Word of God says. Test yourself. Test yourself
to
the Word of God.
That's what it says to you.
No, that's what the Word... It says, be ye holy. Holy means to be set apart for God. We're not set apart when we live like the culture.
It means something different for every human.
No, there's one interpretation of God's Word. Ask God for wisdom and repent to come out of your sin.
I always have.
I love you.
And here I sit. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yep.